The Austro-Hungarian army successfully fought against their opposition from the well-fortified positions on Mount Armada in all 11 Italian offenses on the Isonzo Front. For the soldiers who fought in this section of the Isonzo Front, the hill became a synonym of death and destruction. The Austro-Hungarian army was under attack from heavy naval cannons that were placed on pontoon boat rafts on the delta of the Isonzo River. The only real shelter was underground in the caverns and karst caves. The Austro-Hungarian army founded a cave-building section of the 7th Corpus. The section was run by speleologist and engineer Alois Peter Bock. It was comprised of 500 men. Among them was also the renowned Slovenian naturalist and educator Pavel Kunaver. Near Sveti Lenart, Brestovica and Vojščica, several caves were explored, which Bock's unit transformed into shelters. One such cave is Grofova Jama, or Count's Cave in English, a typical example of how karst caves were converted for military purposes. The relatively steep access to the cave was through its natural entrance, necessitating the construction of stairs. In addition to this entrance, the cave was accessible via two artificial tunnels, as well as a tunnel that led to an artillery observation post and a trench. In approximately the middle of the cave, stairs were carved into the flowstone, after which the cave begins to descend, reaching a depth of 51 meters in the final chamber. The rear part of the cave was accessible through a long artificial tunnel from the eastern side, which was protected from direct artillery fire. Due to the elevation difference between the two entrances, air circulation within the cave was enabled to ensure enough oxygen for the soldiers. The upper part of the cave was converted into terraces where bunk beds were installed, while the lower part was equipped with basic sanitary facilities. The cave was illuminated with electric lights.